Aukunanauri. This is Kiribati Voice, FM 104.6 with Charles, and it is so lovely having your great company with me for the next hour. Aukunanauri menpanan Kiribati, you're on New Zealand, FM 104.6. Anoraan ko inong tuwa na tiawa, aukanda na nga pa ako na tiyemento ang meron, inoarawa kayoon karukotikin na na program. Tingari kaya rasin ako yung mga at kakaitaw kay sa kaisipuagi inanong na meron. O sinawa ki mo ang bali, inanong na kong rayo, mentinan. Tässä on tämä monta maakasi kertaa, kun puhutin merrung, se kertaa, kun puhutin painka päin, kun sanan niitä, no puhutin meura, puhutin teidän kakapajia, kiokan niitä, pintaan puhutin ngaira, sabu sigurin tamme meroiri, kun nangan niitä kapipiteen, no ras, sinä kekijäkin maakani karavare, harin, no no, narkaan raio, kopiaraan niitä, mei muona, ni karkoa tukina, aika jära tatarantaran Jeesu Kristo, mei arvoja sakameu, amen.
See that guy.
Antara yang lain senarai orang muara program mari rakyat petani kosnya senonia senarai orang kiri untuk loya efi efalaimo ane kan tetap bawa tim minis mengkay demi kau raiyo. Dapatin mo natin ngoran para ang Kilbas Voice FM 104.6. Ang tatay yos na meruro ng kanye may the men at sa kaididi ay yung kanye pun men the legal service del session na resina kano ko. So ano kaya yung tumay FM? And I would like to introduce our guest speaker on the program. This is on the program legal session on air with FM Palaimo. Hey, welcome Dalhalawa, Mauri, Kowara, how are you?
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me on your program, Charles, and hello to all our listeners out there.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. Look, we are going, I understand you have already given us a topic to cover for this session, and we are going to talk about housing New Zealand. So I'll give you the opportunity now to introduce yourself. This is our perhaps our first or second time to talk on air, and then we go from there to do with the topic.
Okay, yep. My name is Effie Efraim. I'm one of the solicitors here at the Community Legal Services Self-Trust in Otara, Auckland. And I'm here just to talk about tenancy and tenancy tribunal and what you can do to try and resolve any issues or disputes that you may have with your landlord as tenants, eh?
Okay, cool. So please briefly go through the program. Tell our listeners, what do we need to know about New Zealand Housing? How does it work?
Okay, well, Housing New Zealand is a government department, and they provide housing services for people in need. And they are a social housing provider, and they provide affordable housing for many New Zealanders, and typically a lot of them are beneficiaries or on a benefit. And they also work with other communities and government and private sector organizations, like the Ministry of Social Development, which now has the responsibility of managing your application for social housing, and they assist your housing need and administer the income-related rent for social housing. And so they work with the Ministry of Social Development, and they also work with the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, as well as the Ministry of Health. And, of course, I also work with the police and local councils, you know, to promote safer communities in regards to social housing, eh?
So now, what are some of the important aspects in relation to tenancy matters?
In regards to Housing New Zealand, they are a subject to the Residential Tenancy Act. So put simply, even though they are a government department, they provide housing, social housing, they are subject to the Residential Tenancy Act, okay? And so to keep it simple and clear, they are a landlord in regards to tenancy matters.
So if any issue arises between the tenant and Housing New Zealand, where can they go to resolve the dispute?
Okay. There are different pathways they can go, but generally they would need to go to a tenancy tribunal to resolve any disputes, unless their dispute relates to the requirement of specific Housing New Zealand. For example, if your dispute is over rent arrears, and then a tenancy tribunal would generally be the place to go to resolve that issue, But if your dispute is over the fact that you don't meet the requirements for a state house and you're not happy with this, then maybe you want to take that matter or an issue to the State Housing Appeals Authority, who can hear appeals from reviews and decisions about Housing New Zealand, about income-related rents and whether or not you're eligible for a Housing New Zealand house.
So what do we need to understand about Tenancy Tribunal?
Yeah, well, Tenancy Tribunal, first of all, it's created by the Residential Tenancy Act, but they are a place where you can take your disputes to, and they will help determine or make decisions in regards to any dispute that you may have with your landlord, eh?
And how do they determine these matters?
Among other things, they can determine whether or not the law or the Residential Tenancy Act applies to certain premises. They can also determine whether the premises is a boarding premises or not, and whether there are any rent arrears owing. They can also determine whether or not the rent is over or under the market rent. And whether the termination notice is lawful. You might have received the termination lawful, you might want to dispute that, and then they could determine whether or not that notice or termination notice is lawful, eh? And if there's any, and they can also determine whether or not you owe money to or obligation to another party, or to, you know, either to the landlord, the landlord owes you money, or they owe you an obligation under the contract or the tenancy agreement. So those are some of the things that the Tenancy Tribunal can determine.
Okay. So what else do they need to do in terms of determining these matters?
Generally, they determine these matters through evidence, through what you provide. Okay, and so that's why it's so important that you provide evidence. And I think in the past we've been talking about the importance of recording all the bills and all the expenses that you have paid or spent, recording all your conversations with your landlords, and all the repairs that you have to carry out, because at the end of the day, the tenancy would make the decision in regards to the evidence that you produced at the tribunal hearing. Eh?
So does it work like a court?
Yes, it does. It makes decisions depending on the evidence that you provide. Right? And they can make decisions, or they can issue order for something to be done, eh? Just like the courts.
And what are the orders? What kind of orders can be made by the tribunal?
Yep, there's a lot of orders, but I'll just touch on a few. One is termination order. That's basically an order that states whether or not tenancy has come to an end. And then there's also a possession order, and that's basically when a tenant refuses to leave, even though the tenancy agreement has come to an end, so they can issue a possession order. They can also issue an order that a party deliver any specific goods to the other party, or an order that a party pays money to the other party. And they can also issue what they call a work order, an order that a specific work or repairs needs to be carried out, eh? Normally by the landlord. And then they can also give an order dismissing an application as well. And any other order, you know, that a high court or a district court may make under any enactment or the rule of law, right, relating to contracts. So they've got a vast power to issue different orders.
You have been listening to our lovely lawyer. This is Effie Falaimo from the Community Legal Services in Otara. Now, Effie, what if an order is made against a tenant? How can they challenge it?
Okay. So generally, there is a strict time period that a tenant must challenge an order or decision. But you can seek a rehearing of your matter at the Tenancy Tribunal, or you can appeal that decision at the district court. And if you're if you're considering these options, you know, we encourage you to contact your local community law centre as soon as possible for advice, because it can be quite technical. Eh?
Now, in wrapping up our discussion, our interview, do you have any other tips for our tenants in resolving disputes?
Yep, a main tip, if you like, is to make sure that you keep all records, all the expenses that you've paid, all your conversations that you've had with your landlord. Keep all those records and keep all those evidence, because those are really important if you have to go to the tenancy tribunal to resolve those issues. And try and resolve them with the landlord at first instance. You know, and that's why it's so good to have a good relationship and have a good communication with your landlord and try and resolve that early. But if you're not able to, and then we just advise that you seek advice early and don't wait, you know, too late for advice or seeking assistance in regards to your disputes. So seek advice early at an early stage of your dispute with your landlord.
Yeah. So that is well being said by our lawyer, Efi Efraimo. For further information, you can contact the number 09274-4966. And thank you very much, Efi, for your time with our listeners. And we look forward to our continued korero and continued discussion in the next week. What's the topic in the coming weeks?
I think next week we may look at neighborhood disputes, trees and fences.
Yep.
What you can do to resolve disputes in regards to your neighbors. So for that, next week. But thank you so much for having me on your program. Thank you to all our listeners.
Well, you take care for now. Bye. tatayungan ni sinakan ko itabi ko tanan ka uring ay kawar na kayo bukin ng iyong ara. Ayaw men po nang kilabas Voice FM 104.6 with Charles.
Upang Gangnam Style. Upang Gangnam Style. Upang Gangnam Style.
Hane kai nese kane meteru metik fiwa. Esa ni paha mai si ate in New Zealand na ika aisu waki nti wara ki eteru metik fiwa. Ina kon rapi me wanua te pesente ka padin tio nara ki ibukin tio ara ki irowia eteru metik fiwa ino ni tiriku watanga tibi mene mewa. Ino ni watanga tibi mewa, abu si tibu waise on me semente keis, tio ara ke yo. Ino ni watanga tibi mewa, ari ya kare ki apakante mais api mene mewa te pesente. Era kayon di terana kiri kaki ni Malaysia me dekat ada kiri menteri orang kiri ayun menteri Northland ni kota kiri menteri counties district yang. Esok nampak zau tengah tengah di Malaysia mana eh nak kon nonu bi menteri orang tu million tara ibu kini tutup kon menteri orang kiri ayu. Amen harau kini nampak tutup zoi ro ya day ibu kini temer kini buah daya negeri nak kon the North Island.
Ada salan, tapi mauri minun tak kau ini. Aista kau ringkan dia wajar kau. Kamu dari internet rai main ekobus, ane kapungan anun tak kau ini. Kapungan aira rai tayen kasus aswan dapat kau ini. Kapaya rai rom KMC pelatih main ekobus. Ira rai masih tebus area ini dapat nampai nak minun tak kau. Ia antenan tapun di area ni kota kita tebus ini anun temu tu kau. Auringa ada etaburor kau temengin nam tayen kabutka. Saksi ingkui ya aku kapungan atas kawai. Ngayi ada korea ina pen taratararoi. Ani koko wapai. Imen roi tebusi na nun te kawai. Taratararoi main na kubus. Ani kapungan atas kawai. Awani kan di takawurin ngare. Sekarang kia pat meni roro. Kaya takawurin ni roro wan. Sekarang kia pun menti wakulan kauso. Imangana. Wakulan transport. Kanita kau sih tenan kau ringkau warik kau bukan demi orang. Tiada tuan ini demi program yang open apa dengan orang tenan kuna nuwu. Karena kau arah tadi semasa roy. Angin tenan community notice aku nanti kender. Kau orang tenggan nyeri panan kirbas tapi kau kian kau kata akan dibangun. Ampun kau nanti pernah kau nana website di Auckland Council. Ibu kau tenan events. Ikan anu aku nanti tenan makai naik. Rough dogs are here, so let's get to the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Come on, let's go. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor.
side to side. Come on and do it again and again. Move your body to the left. Move your body to the right. Swing your bum bum side to side. Come on and do it again and again. Move your body to the left. Move your body to the right. Swing your bum bum side to side. Come on and do it again and again. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your body on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Get your bum bum on the floor. Yeah, the woman on fire. We don't need no water. Let it burn. Let it burn.
FM 104.6 te tai yung ganin mga kanakwa tu kora na udin edin ere ipun na kutikiro ay nabando ko imi ay kaya kam doon iran na rakang ura ayo ano ko imi na pekita ay pakarami rekena pong tu wiki po wayo men panan kilpas voice FM 104.6
uro sa uroj panan na kutumay eh ako buwat siya na ako na ako kari ka siya
Iyay na
Tenan kata nuat kubu sim katikeroi apa ni lagi kapuak ikan guna ni penen katikeroi yang kapene na email address charles_enoka@hotmail.com senakan aku ian FM 104.6. Ami radio na benmana kiri pasare tapo kia kia. Ani ni kaka toka ni me pun kamano na kenga ni tete hilo ni te perendan koro wapa ni tato ni tata yo a Charles Enoch. Ando ka ora rena ki pa de crossover kiri pas ni furi tua pauro taura ora re kaka no kwan ni te monta iri kin kaka toa kane me pun. Aika ami radio na benmana kiri pasare a New Zealand na ki kati me toara tete a te rita ki me atara kiri pas. O sinari zano kote kora sinak kano kwa motokora na re kanga ira kia te niya yo. Sina magaro na kuhani metakaora, ariara na kipa na udira ina nte kawai. Niko taki na panga ni metapewa tena kaora saranda pa te family liko two box aringa ni bukin paidi ringo ite karo na kuya matay. Awa amai seriki. Niko taki metala na koro, awa kana iara na pa ina pa mro koro men paikari kinto community tita para rita kina kong chaos na program ayo. Narita na koro kinka ni tapewa minis mangi kana saro na kundo kina kaora, men narita na koro tapewa tena ngu na kaora na panan kiripas na kuya.
Oh,
Sena mengari tanah kau tinggal itu kuna tu korang nara beri sana pandai yang kau ekangai tepungai yari anak orang reina. Teka mengari tak kantan ni aku timat tuan merung. Tiada ipun tanah kau lagi sekarang tangan kau rayu empanan kita best voice FM 104.6 Melbourne.
Pai, era bom de que não te carregue bem.
Aku pasti lapar kosan rara mimon ane karo tukina. Tena lapar yulong tuki ane ro saru mwan dan ro kontukin the program. Oh sena kano kuari kingkan ne pura rata duwa ngaro masam saru. Pami chau sa program ya ane nukai mimo pasti lapar tiki rai. Oh sena kasi mo kina dina sabu.
Yeah.